please welcome Major League Soccer Commissioner, Don Garber.
See, Mayor, it's pretty easy. They're not that expensive, and they travel with me wherever I go. I'll lend them to you. It's a good rate. You know, it's very interesting. When I showed up tonight, I hadn't realized that it was the spring NFL owners meeting in town, and it reminded me of a time literally 15 years ago to the week. I was a young executive at the NFL, and I was at an owners meeting here in Atlanta at an event at the Atlanta Art Museum. And two of the MLS founders, Robert Kraft and Lamar Hunt, came up to me and they said, we've just launched Major League Soccer. We have a commissioner. We're not that crazy about him. What do you know about soccer? I said, absolutely nothing. He said, you're the guy for us. You're going to be our new commissioner. It's a true story. It was just about a month ago today that we were here in town with Mayor Reed and Frank Poe and lots of members of the Terminus Legion to welcome Arthur and your family and the city of Atlanta to Major League Soccer. And it's such a pleasure to be back with Roger, with the mayor, and with Frank, to be part of this really historic announcement for the city, for the region, for the National Football League, and as well for Major League Soccer. You know, Atlanta's always been a great sports town, and it's really been led by the popularity of the Falcons. And now, thanks to Arthur's commitment and his belief in our sport, this city, this region, all of the Southeast will be able to join this movement that we're all trying to embark on to turn the United States into a soccer nation. So once again, we want to thank Arthur for his commitment. We were pretty surprised to hear with a team that's not yet been named. It's only been in existence for a month. It won't start playing until 2017, that there's already been 11,000 season tickets sold. So I think that really speaks to what is going to happen when this team hits the ground and plays in this brand new stadium. Arthur had a great idea to have the first game in the stadium be an MLS game. And though our configuration will be 29,000 in a very unique and efficient way, we're hoping to break the record for an MLS game and have over 71,000 people on opening day in March of 2017. So congrats to you, Arthur, to your staff for doing such a terrific job with your launch, to all your soccer fans and partners, and to all of your partners at Major League Soccer, and all of us that are really trying so hard to build the sport, really very excited about what the future holds. Mayor Reed, it's really good to see you back here today. Everyone here in the city knows the wonderful job you did. I think Roger said it well. Great cities have great leaders, and when you can put the private and public sector together and do things that become icons for the community, bringing jobs but also bringing excitement and urban development and all sorts of other things that make people in the city happy, it's a wonderful accomplishment, and you really should be very proud. Frank, that public-private partnership is really going to get taken to the next level. We know that the World Congress Center Authority is going to be working hard to make this a building that will not just be the best NFL stadium in the world, but it'll be one of the great soccer venues in the world. And with that, we have a pledge and a commitment to bring international games here, similar to the one that we played here with Mexico and Ecuador just a few months ago. If we're able to continue to do the things that we were able to achieve last month, our hope is that all of us can come together in our country with great leadership and bring the World Cup to the United States in 2026. And if that happens, I'm very, very confident that Atlanta will be a venue which will be a great host city for this part of the country. So a heartfelt thanks on behalf of everybody that loves the game. We look forward to being back in 2017. Thank you very much.
Please welcome Atlanta Falcons and MLS Atlanta owner and chairman, Arthur Blank.
Thank you very much. I love that. Thank you.